Good morning. I'm getting ready to head out. I was up till about 4 o'clock last night in the morning, preparing a quiz, got a couple of hours of sleep, and now it is Friday, November 13th, 2009. After today, I will only have a couple more of these five-class Fridays where I go to the three different campuses. That's because the radio class will end at the end of this month. It will start up again with a new group of students in January. And it has been a quite fun class. As I mentioned before, the students will be doing their final production on Ustream. And that's only because we didn't get the streaming software package plan set up, which is, I guess, my fault. I was supposed to order the service through my student fees. But the paperwork has just been submitted, and that will be happening next semester. As I think I said before, this is for a student radio club, and there's great hope and excitement and interest on this small campus to do some radio. So I'm very fortunate to be where I am, to have a hand in it. I'm not the person in charge of the radio station. I'm not responsible for its direction, but it is a resource that my students in my class will be able to use. So, pretty good. Let me send this out as a general request to people out there in Audio Boo Land or wherever else you might be out across the wonderful digital horizon. I know there are some radio people who are investigating and exploring this format, this method of distribution. So these weak and humble words might happen to reach your ears. I'm curious about a textbook that I could use for an introductory radio course. I would like to, in some ways, I'm not too much in need, I think, of a technical skills type handbook, more something that talks about the history of radio broadcasting as a part of mass comedia communications or something like that. And I would also like something that does a brief comparison of the United States model of commercial broadcasting, nearly unfettered, at least until the FCC came along, versus the British model with the charter from the government or from the crown, that the broadcasting had a public service responsibility. They're two very different stories. I don't know the British story terribly well, nor do I really know the American story that well, and yet I'm an instructor of this. So here's what I'm looking for, just an accessible textbook that I can share with my students and use that for discussion points. So if you're familiar with such a book has been used, that you know about, go ahead and let me know if you don't mind. If you want to let me know, then I suppose the best bet would be to try to track me down through the Twitter. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/scottlow. You can send me a direct message that way, and we can get in touch. We can try to get in touch if you wish. Feel free to get in touch over anything else related to the mishmash of gibberish presented here in this thing called an audio boo. I continue to be full of hope and imagination with what can be done here. Although yesterday's comments might have sounded a little bit frustrated, but to tell you the truth, what happened there was actually as I was walking, I passed by a window and I looked in the window and saw my reflection, and really was quite displeased with the haircut I got. It wasn't so good, after all. Well, anyhow, here's the sort of stuff I'm having to deal with. My train ride into town awaits me, so let me do that. And if I can find the time and the energy and the Wi-Fi access, I will try to check in again and just let you know things are still chugging along. Until then, be well, and hope to talk to you later.